You are listening to Bronco Babble. Today, your hosts are Jane, that would be me, the Janerator, and Sarah Tornare. Luke is away at a radio conference, so the two girls, the chicks.
Yep, it's a chick show.
It's a chick show, totally a chick show. Mm-hmm. And in addition, we have two more guests in the studio. Each one has four legs. One of them, Elvis, is 12 weeks old, and the other one, Angelita, is 13 weeks old. Just so you all know what we're dealing with in here.
Yeah.
Right, Sarah?
Yes, it's a little wild, and the only reason Angel and Elvis are here is because Jane insisted I bring him.
No, that's, I know. I insisted that you bring Elvis, but not Angel.
Well, you know I couldn't have left her at home.
I know.
You wanted me to bring the third one.
Yes, I did, yeah. But I didn't want
Luckily,
you to bring
I
them
didn't.
Today because we're here by ourselves. But if you have, we have a special Bronco show today, don't we?
We do?
Yes.
Besides the fact that it's just a chick show?
Besides the fact that it's just a chick show.
Really?
Yes. You don't know what I have up my sleeve.
I cannot imagine.
No.
I wouldn't even hazard a guess, knowing you, actually.
Okay. I need to say one thing at the beginning of the show. Can you record when people call in, can you record the bets, the scores?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because before, when Luke left, he was supposed to email me the scores, the winner from last week.
Oh, I was going to ask
and
you.
And he forgot.
Oh,
so
bummer.
I apologize that we do not have the winner from last week.
Oh, that's too bad. Felix thought he might have gotten it, but he had a low score. He had 16-14, and there was somebody else that picked the Eagles at like 38 or something.
Well, whoever that was, if you want to give us a call at 963-2976, whoever...
That might have been Enrique, actually.
Whoever picked... Well, they're... Oh. Okay, we're getting a call. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Craig and Rifle.
Hi, Craig and Rifle. Did you win?
Well, I called last week to talk about the discrepancy in the times of the World Series games.
Yes.
And then you
right.
asked me for my score.
Right.
Even though I said I prefer baseball to football.
Right. We remember mm-hmm. that.
Now, my score was 35-13, which was 22 points difference. So I was off by 6 points.
Well, yeah, and you picked the Eagles.
Yeah, he picked the Eagles.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you won.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yay.
Craig won. Yay.
You don't get anything, but, well, you get...
Well, if...
I get props.
Yeah, you get props. You get accolades.
At the end of the season, if you call us each week on Bronco Babble and you have the most winning scores, you get a Broncos t-shirt or something at
really?
The end of the season. Yeah.
A Broncos t-shirt?
Yeah. Hmm. Or jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Really?
After this year, is that something you might wear proudly?
Well, I don't know. You might want to hide it in the
You might actually want a baseball jersey. I don't know, but we don't do baseball here.
I've been out here since 69, so I am a loyal fan, but I also am a realist, and I don't see everything. Last week, I thought, no offense to you guys and the people calling in, but I think that the heart went ahead of the head.
Oh, there's no doubt. I actually initially was going to pick them all the way through the Patriots game to lose every one, and then I decided I would get back on the wagon, which was a massive mistake. So,
but that's okay. Your heart was in the right place.
Yeah. In the scheme of massive mistakes, that doesn't really count. So
that's
don't be
true.
Too hard on yourself.
That's true. So, Craig, would you like to make a guess for what the score is going to be?
And that is strictly what it is.
Yes, strictly what it is.
Would be a guess. So,
okay.
So based on the Patriots have had difficulty occasionally with the Broncos.
Yes,
and this can't happen. I would hazard a guess of 38 New England, 25 Denver.
Okay.
For Craig, 38-25.
New England, 25 Denver.
Craig and Rifle.
Mm-hmm. Craig and Rifle.
We gotcha.
And I would love to be wrong.
I'd love you to be wrong, too.
So would I. Well, thank you for calling, Craig.
Well, since you guys were going, Luke left and didn't know, I have to say I felt somewhat mocked by my prognosis, my prediction from last week. I thought you guys kind of mocked me, and when it turned out even worse, I just thought, I'm going to listen in and say, hey,
I certainly didn't feel like I was mocking you. I thought that was a bold prediction, and I was certainly hoping you were way wrong, because I was hoping they wouldn't score that many, and they scored 51.
And I felt like I was mocking you, Craig.
Oh, yes, well, Jane, I can't speak
I
for
did.
She does.
No, I understand, Jane. If you want to look at things realistically, uh-huh. We got beat by the Giants.
I know, that's
and
true.
And then the Giants got beat. They had 51, coincidentally, scored against them last week.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So how does that look? But then you turn it the other way. We beat Dallas, and uh-huh. Dallas
right.
beat Kansas City.
Right.
So, you know, if you're gambling on any of this stuff, you probably shouldn't do it.
Exactly. But let me say something. If you're a baseball fan, you know about football. You like football, too, don't you?
I prefer baseball because it's over in a day, and then you're talking about the next game.
Okay.
Football, you've got to dwell for a week or more.
That's true. That's true.
About what happened. And so, to me, the psychological damage following a football team can be much greater because although you can lose 10 games in a row in baseball, and then you feel... Every day you feel 10 times worse.
Right, that's
like the,
true.
Like the Richter scale of heartbreak.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening.
And I hope you get some more people calling in today.
We will, and I hope you're wrong. Thanks
yes,
again,
we
Craig.
We do hope you're wrong. Okay, but we're not mocking you in any way.
No.
See
ya.
Bye.
Well, that was nice.
Yes.
So, do you want to hear what I have up my sleeve for today?
Oh, I can't wait, Jane. When you said you and I have the same idea, I said, no, there's no way we do.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so here's, not. By the way, if you want to call in, Sarah is recording our scores. So if you have a prediction for this week's Broncos-Patriots game, give us a call at 963-2976. What? Sarah?
You just have to take a gander.
Oh, jeez. That is so cute. Oh, we have another phone call. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, so I want to know what's in there.
What?
Oh, you want to know what the studio guests are?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't we say who the studio guests were?
Well, you were playing the music at the same
time.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So. Well, you said it was Elvis and Angel.
Yes.
Yeah, so Elvis is an Akbash. His mom was an Akbash, and we're guessing maybe Anatolian Shepherd cross.
Wow.
And he's 4 weeks old. Four
he's,
months.
He's 12 weeks old, and he weighs 31 pounds. He gained 10 pounds in 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
He's huge. And Angel is a little border collie, a blue merle border collie with two blue eyes.
And a pink nose.
It's turning black, though, already.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and she just
so
flew in from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Whoa.
They're very cute.
They're very cute, and thankfully they're both napping because it was really rowdy
was
in here.
It was crazy in here as soon as
here.
We came in here. It was nuts. Okay, so Lisa.
Yes.
What is your prediction?
Well, first, did you guys hear the news?
No,
what
news?
Tebow's back.
Oh, he is not.
Not to Denver. I think actually Tebow is playing baseball, isn't he?
No, he is.
I think he's playing hockey this year.
Oh, hockey. He's moving on.
Oh, isn't he a sportscaster? No, he quit sportscasting to become a baseball player.
Yeah, he's
That's
a baseball
right.
player. I don't know for who. I think in the minors, but I don't think he's back in football.
Okay.
Okay, right. So what's your prediction?
I just hope they win.
Me too, but give us a score because you're the one who has the best record.
Not this season, that's for sure.
How many have you gotten this season? Two, haven't you?
I don't remember.
I think you have two, but we don't have the scores.
That's as good as anybody. I don't think anybody has two.
Okay.
All right. My prediction for this week is going to be Oh, goodness gracious, Bronco. 28-24 Broncos.
28-24 Broncos. Lisa
They're going to pull it out at the end and win.
Okay. All in the fourth quarter, the Broncos are going to pull it out and win?
They're going to win. They're going to pull something out.
And they're going to win. Okay.
All right, girl.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for calling. Right.
Thanks for calling. Right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Go Broncos.
Go.
Go Broncos.
You are listening to Bronco Babble and Katie and Kay. Commercial-free since 1983. Underwriting on KDNK is an effective way to market your business, reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KDNK's reasonable underwriting packages. You can email Patrick at kdnk.org.
So, Jane, did you watch the game last week?
Oh, yes, I watched the game last week.
You did?
I did.
The whole thing?
Well, I watched part of it that day, and when I got so fed up, I turned it off and watched the rest of it the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really sad and pathetic.
It was pathetic.
And I think the 963-2976. That's the number if you want to call and say anything. But I really think, as I said last week, that the problem is the coach.
That was interesting. I was listening to 9 News, I think, yesterday or the day before, and they were saying that before everybody was on the quarterback. Everybody was all over Simeon. It was all the quarterback. And then they switched quarterbacks, and now everybody jumped ship and went, no, it's actually the coaching.
It's got to be the coaching.
And this guy said he was surprised that everybody got off the Vance Joseph bandwagon that fast because he feels like that he's doing a good job, that the team really likes playing with him, that he's a good playing for him, that he's a good motivator.
Who said this? The newscaster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just have to say they haven't been this bad in a long time. And the main thing that's different is the coach.
Yeah. Well, the line.
And the line.
Yeah. We've got some injuries. Now we lost Manalik Watson for the year. So
right.
He's out. I read a quote by Chris Harris or something from Chris Harris the other day. He said that TJ Ward leaving the team really affected them.
The players. Yeah, I bet. Because he was a leader in the locker room.
Yeah, they were very vocal about the fact that they didn't like that he had been traded. And he said it had really affected the players. I don't know. They don't seem to be playing with a whole lot of cohesion. There's got to be a lot of finger pointing going on. I mean, it must be super frustrating.
Yeah, especially for the defense. Because they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And although not as well as they did last year, I heard.
Right. Yeah, not as well as they did. I've read somebody had a theory that John Elway is just drafting bad quarterbacks on purpose so that none of them will break any of his records.
Well, here's another theory. How many games do we have left? Do you know?
Well, this is game 10.
And how many?
16.
We have 16. So we're more than halfway through
the season.
We're
more than halfway.
No, this isn't. This is
game 10?
Yeah,
this is game 10.
Wow.
Week 10.
So my theory or my idea, one of my ideas, is if we can't win, if we're out of, as soon as we are out of it, I think we should lose all the rest of the games so we can move up in the draft and draft some good players and a good quarterback.
So you think we should, like, throw games?
Yes.
Really? It's an interesting theory.
It's not a theory. It's what I think we should do. Well, it is my.
Well, that would be a, your opinion based on your theory.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Why not?
Well, it's one theory.
Okay. Now, I have some other ideas. By the way, 963-2976, if you want to give us your opinion or you have an idea of what the score is going to be and you want us to record your score, give us a call, 963-2976.
Well, I didn't watch the rest of the game. I couldn't do it. I watched it through about the third quarter, but even the first half, it was so ugly.
Oh, it was ugly. It was really ugly. And right away, to me, it proved that it's not all the quarterback.
There's no doubt that they have more problems than just the quarterback.
Yeah.
No doubt. So we'll see. I don't know if the Patriots are coming off a bye week, so they're going to be rested. They've had time to prepare, although somebody said, well, it wouldn't take them long to prepare for the Broncos because they're not that good. And then I heard several of I heard the coach and somebody else. Oh, it was Osweiler saying that they thought that this was just the perfect team to go up against now to really, you know, maybe get themselves going. And this sports reporter said, I think maybe the Cleveland Browns at this point would be a better team for them to go up against than the Patriots. But they have had success. They beat him in 2015 with
That's
Brock
true.
Osweiler as quarterback.
And they
and
beat
it was
him
a
twice.
Sunday night game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's
Scores.
That?
That's my phone. Somebody probably has a score.
Oh, okay. But I have some, someone calling in with a score.
Well, it's Felix saying it's going to be a doggy show, but where's your score? Nope, this isn't a score.
A dog and pony show?
Yeah.
Well, here are, I have some unconventional ideas.
Okay.
On that might be able to help the Broncos.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what they
well,
are?
Of course, Jane. I would love to hear.
Okay, but let me do one other thing.
Okay.
Okay. Let me say that this is KDNK, and support comes from Harmony Scott Jewelry Design, offering a local shopping experience in downtown Carbondale. Handmade limited edition jewelry, voted locals' favorite since 2001. They have gifts for everyone from the town you love. Gallery is located at 199 Main Street or online at harmonyscott.com. Stay tuned for Valley Voices. Hang on, I need to move. Coming up at 4:30 right here on KDNK.
I'm not used to seeing you over there.
Well, because
in the
control, technical
yeah,
control
the,
area.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you did this?
Let's see. Probably early in the summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it a lot.
You have?
In the past, yeah.
When you did the Jake and Jane show, where were you?
I was. Usually Jake was here and I was there. But sometimes I was here and he was there. But when I did my Saturday night show, I was always here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So what's your thing?
So here are a couple of ideas, not traditional, that the Broncos can try in order to get back their winning ways.
Oh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And if anyone else out there has any ideas that are...
Or if you have any commentary on Jane's ideas...
Yes. Give us a call.
Feel free to call in.
Thank you, Sarah. 963-2976. Okay. Because... The locker room has, I mean, they've got to be down, the Broncos, because
yes.
of the way they're playing. What about having the entire team come out on the field after the national anthem, and instead of warming up, they all sit down and meditate. Seriously. And meditate for like 5 minutes out on the field.
Uh-huh.
So that they all get their mind, they calm down.
Center themselves,
mm-hmm. focus themselves.
Visualize the outcome that they want to see happen.
Exactly.
They could tell them to picture the scoreboard with the score
yep.
they want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know the power of visualization and meditation.
I know.
Uh-huh.
So,
I like it,
isn't
Jane.
That a, I yep. thought you would like that.
It. Yeah, I do.
And then, since they didn't really do their regular warm-up right after that,
right.
they would do some yoga together on the field.
Yeah.
Seriously. Good
uh-huh.
stretching.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They'd be calm from their meditation.
Yep.
And they would all be in tune on the same wavelength. And when the game starts, they would be so relaxed and focused
uh-huh.
that they would win.
Huh.
What do you think?
I think it has merit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Yeah.
If anyone disagrees or agrees with me or has another idea, give us a call at 963-2976.
Now, you said you have several
ideas. Oh, I have several ideas.
Okay.
Okay, that was one.
Okay. You know that this will be one of the toughest defenses that the Patriots have faced so far.
Yes, I know. That's
yes.
a point in our favor.
That's a point in our favor because they got beat by Carolina. They lost that game, but that was, other than the Broncos coming up, they have not They have not faced very tough defenses, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, Craig. What do you think? He thinks they're going to score 38 on us. Ouch.
Yeah.
That would be a painful game.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so my next idea is, well, really my first idea before the last idea is a new coach. Okay, but my next idea.
And you're talking just about the head coach, is that what
I'm just, well, the head coach, and I don't know much about the other coach except for our offensive coach who we've had, McDaniel, who's been here before.
McCoy.
Who's not McDaniel, yuck.
Yeah.
McCoy, who's been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next idea is that in the locker room before the Broncos come out,
mm-hmm.
they have to do research before the game to get this.
The players have to do research?
No. The coaches.
Oh.
The coaches find the smelliest odor they can,
mm-hmm.
and put it in some sort of oil,
mm-hmm.
and all of the players rub the oil all over themselves. So when they go out on the field, the other team is so disgusted
mm-hmm.
and repulsed that they don't want to get anywhere near them. What do you think?
I think that one's a little far out of the box for
you
me.
Do?
I do. Yeah. I think that was like a real late night
I thought
musing.
Of it this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yes. When I was wide awake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
You don't like that one.
Well, I don't like that one as much as the first
one. The meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think it's original.
It's a very original. I knew whatever you would come up with would be original.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Do you have any ideas on what they can do?
Well, they just need to play way better. I don't know. I don't know at this point, really. It's... I hope Osweiler has a good game. He could. I think he's probably got some confidence going into this game because it's at home, and it's the same scenario. They've beaten them before on Sunday night, and I don't know. He sounded optimistic, but...
You mean on the newscast?
Yeah, Osweiler did.
Well,
They like interviewing him better than Simeon. I heard somebody say he's a lot more interesting to interview than Simeon.
He is. Simeon's not... that talkative or interesting.
He's not bubbly.
He's not, but
no.
I still like Simeon.
I know you do, Jane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see if I have any other... here was the other one. Before the game?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Before the game, mm-hmm. when the Broncos and the Patriots come out on the field...
Mm-hmm.
Right before they go out, the Broncos, everybody on the Broncos links arms and locks arms, and they start singing in unison, Kumbaya.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say Kumbaya. She's
you
gonna
did?
Say Kumbaya. Well, as soon as you said they link arms, I was like, she's going to say they're going to sing Kumbaya.
Well, yeah.
Either that or they go over and give them everybody a group hug.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you feel that would help them win?
Well, the Patriots are going to laugh so hard.
Right.
That they're not going to be able to concentrate and focus.
Really?
It's going to be such a funny scene
uh-huh.
that they're going to be so distracted they won't be able to focus.
And you think that will probably last the length of the game
Well, yes, because the two designated team members on the Broncos are going to start singing in the middle of the game.
Oh, okay.
And then that will make them laugh. What do you think?
Well, I like that one better than the stinky oil.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because
the biggest mistake. What do you think the biggest mistake the Broncos may have made this year? And it started right before the season.
Is this a trick question?
No.
I mean, do you have a...
No. I don't have... No. This is a serious question.
Oh. You're asking what the biggest mistake is?
The Broncos made right before the season started. And that they shouldn't have done.
Well, it sounds like you have an answer to this.
I do.
Asking. Oh, well, that's
do
what
you
I
know
was
what
asking
it is?
You. No, I want to know what you think it is.
Trading Kyle Sloter.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're pretty beat up about that.
Yeah.
I know.
So if we had him, I think we'd be a lot better off.
It is interesting, the quarterbacks. I don't know. I do think that the drafting has something to do with it, too. I keep reading this from various sources.
What do you mean the draft?
Well, that Elway hasn't really done that great a job drafting. I mean, I don't know. If you go down the list of the 24 draft picks, there aren't very many in there that you are going, yeah, that was a great pick.
Well, we don't have much time left, and we have had very few callers.
Yes, and we're missing a couple that, like Felix, were. Here we go.
Okay, what's Felix?
Oh, yeah, Felix keeps saying they should have hired Kaepernick. He thinks that that's the biggest mistake. He keeps saying that they should.
We have 1 minute. So what is your guess?
Well, his score is New England 27 and Denver 16. What's yours?
27-16.
Yeah.
Mine is 24 Denver, 21 Patriots.
Oh, really?
24-21. Yep. Yours?
This is tough. I don't want to get back on this wagon. Really, I don't. Patriots average about 20 points per game. I think the game is going to be close. I think the Broncos could be competitive. Could they really win it? I truly don't think that they're going to win this game.
You don't?
No. But I like to pick them just for my sentimental pick. I don't need another T-shirt, I guess, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going to say New England. Oh, my God. New England 21. Oh, my God. What am I doing? Broncos 23.